Bill Becker conducts crop research for the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He also runs an independent crop consulting business under the name The Crop Doctor. Becker's approach is to carefully balance the nutrients in a field, and he says it allows some farmers to use smaller amounts of some fertilizers and stop using others, as well as helping fight insects and weeds. He is the keynote speaker at this year's upcoming Organic Crop Research Field Day held by Western Illinois University. He says he is especially excited to share his findings using an unconventional nutrient on one of his clients' fields.
Well, it has to do with sodium, which we don't normally think of that as an essential nutrient. And in fact, it's not in that list of essential nutrients for plants. But animals need it. And we started thinking, well, we're trying to encourage the soil life and the good nematodes and the earthworms and all forms of soil life. And we figured, well, maybe they need the sodium to complete their job and help the soil become healthier. So we started some trials with sodium, Redmond salt to be specific, and that was because Jack Ayersman was feeding Redmond salt to his cattle.
So you were able to use what he was using in his cattle and just put it in the field.
And then for my research down at the Henry White Farm, I said, well, I'll just use the same stuff and we'll be comparable then. So we put some trials out, and we saw some fantastic podding in soybeans.
So you're actually seeing more soybeans develop on the plants.
Right. So last year I'm looking at, oh, I have the potential for 70 to 80 bushels. But the drought took care of that.
I was going to say, it's research, but it also is in the real world. So.
Sure. But the county down there averaged only 30 bushels per acre. Our plots averaged 45 bushels. So we still did a lot better.
So now you were saying that, you know, your approach, you can use it for organic and for conventional. You know, looking at just organic for a moment, it does sound like there's a lot of people who think that organic, yes, may be better for the soil, may be, you know, better for the environment, but it's necessarily less productive. Is that something that you've found to be true?
No. We can bring our soybeans right up to what the conventional farmers are raising. There's been times on some farms we've out-yielded the conventional corn. And last year on Jack Ayersman's farm, we were out-yielding the state average.
And that was with organic corn production?
Yes, yes.
And what do you think accounts for that? I mean, is there something that you're doing that no one else is doing?
Yes. We are using or have used mycorrhizal fungi to inoculate the roots, and so we get a bigger and better root system. We use kelp meal regularly.
So you're taking more steps than the average farmer to encourage good or beneficial fungi in the soil?
That's right.
Now, you know, farmers sometimes are very, you know, they only go with what they have had experience to work, and they're kind of hesitant to embrace new things, especially if it sort of challenges what they, you know, their view of what's going on in the ground, kind of. You know, how do you deal with that sort of maybe reluctance to adopt new things, or have you run into that when you're, you know, in your business?
You run into that all the time. So I encourage farmers to, okay, let's start with a 40 or an 80 and just keep good records and let's just see what happens on your farm. And I did that with one guy, and after the first year, he says, okay, you got to do my whole farm. So sometimes you can see the results in 1 year. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years of, you know, working on the balance. It depends how bad you're out of balance and how bad the nematode problems are. So once the first year is a year of discovery for me and the farmer. And so it's a steep learning curve. As we do the soil sampling and we do the tissue sampling that correlates with that, and I can show the farmer what's most limiting, what do we need to concentrate on, and as we do that, the crop changes, and he can see that change. It's noticeable. One of the first things you see in the corn is that we don't get as many corn borers. The plants are healthier. The tops don't break out at harvest time. You get some good control because you're encouraging the natural resistance in the plants to fight against insects and diseases.
That's the crop doctor, Bill Becker. He is this year's keynote speaker at WIU's Organic Crop Research Field Day, which is this Thursday at the Allison Research Farm. Becker consults for organic and non-organic farmers and says correctly managed organic crops can out-yield their conventional counterparts. I'm Scott Stuntz, Tri-States Public Radio News.